Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an old-school drum and bass ride groove with that jungle swing feel in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to keep it beginner-friendly and workflow-focused. The big idea here is simple. Indeed, NB, the ride cymbal is not just an extra noise on top. It can act like a pulse, almost like a second engine driving the track forward. When the timing and swing are right, even a very basic drum loop starts to feel alive, rolling, and a lot more authentic. So let's start by setting up a clean session. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic old-school jungle energy, 170 BPM is a great place to begin. If you want it a little heavier and more modern roller style, try 172 or 174. Now create three tracks, one for drums or a breakbeat loop, one for the ride, and one bass track just as a placeholder. We're not building the whole tune yet. We just want the groove bit in place so we can hear how the ride behaves in context. If you already have a break loop, drop it in now. That way, you're hearing the ride against the drums from the start instead of soloing it and guessing. Next, choose a ride sound. Drag a ride sample into a MIDI track and load it into Sampler. For the style, you want something bright, metallic, and a little gritty, but not a giant modern crash that washes over everything. Old-school jungle rides are often fairly short and direct. They should cut through, but not dominate. If the sample has a long tail, shorten it a bit. If it already fits the tempo, you probably do not need to warp it. Keep the setup simple. Beginner tip: the less you have to fight the sample, the faster you'll get to the actual groove. After Sampler, add EQ8, saturator, and maybe drum bus if you want a little more weight or smack. Start with a high pass around 180, to 300 Hz so the ride stays out of the low end. Then add just a little saturation, maybe 1.5 to 4 dB of drive. If you use drum bus, keep the drive modest and the boom basically off for now. Why do this? Because the ride should live up in the upper mids and highs. It needs to support the drums, not compete with the sub or the snare. Now let's program the first pattern. Open the MIDI clip and start with something very simple, offbeat hits. In a one bar loop, that means placing ride notes on and counts, like 1 and, 2 and, 3 and, 4 and. That gives you an immediate rolling feel without overcomplicating things. For a more old-school jungle feel, loop it for 2 bars. Make bar 1 nice and steady, then bar 2 remove 1 hit or move 1 hit slightly, so it feels like the groove is breathing. The important thing at this stage is not to get fancy. It's to hear the shape of the rhythm. If you want a more energetic version, you can use 16th notes, but keep the velocities alternating so it doesn't become a machine gun pattern. In DNB, a little restraint goes a long way. Now comes the part that makes it feel like jungle instead of just a straight ride pattern. Swing. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and try a subtle MPC-style swing, a classic 16 swing, or even a groove extracted from an old breakbeat if you have one. Keep it light at first. Timing around 10 to 30% is plenty to begin with. Add a little velocity groove too, maybe 5 to 20%, and keep random very low. Listen to how it sits with a break. If it feels too lazy, reduce the swing. If it feels too stiff, increase it a little. The key is to create that push-pull feeling where the groove is slightly uneven, but still locked in. You can also do tiny manual timing edits. Nudge a few hits a little late. Keep the important accents closer to the grid. Maybe push one transition hit slightly early, so the next bar feels like it lifts. That's the kind of micro-timing that gives old-school DNB its personality. And here's a useful mindset shift. Think pulse, not percussion. The ride is not there just to decorate the beat. It's there to help the whole loop feel like it's accelerating, even though the tempo never changes. Next, shape the velocity. Open the velocity lane, and avoid having every note at the same level. That's one of the quickest ways to make a loop sound flat. Try giving the strongest hits values around 90 to 110, the supporting hits around 65 to 85, and any ghost or filler hits around 35 to 60. If you're using 16ths, accent every second or fourth hit a bit more. This makes the ride feel like a phrase, not a metronome. A really good beginner trick is to make the first bar more regular, then make the second bar slightly different. Remove one note, soften one note, or shift one hit. That little call and response movement is a big part of jungle swing. If the ride feels too clean, now's the time to add a bit more character. You can duplicate the MIDI track and create a second layer. Keep one layer crisp and bright, and make the second layer darker, dirtier, or slightly filtered. Or you can just process the main ride a bit more with saturator, drum bus, autofilter, and EQ8. If there's a harsh spot around 6 to 9 kHz, dip it gently rather than darkening the whole sound. The goal is to keep the ride exciting without making it painful. In dense DNB mixes, that little bit of grit can help the ride sit better without needing to turn it up. Now bring the breakbeat back into focus and listen to the ride against the snare. This is super important. In old-school DNB, the snare is often the anchor. The ride should support that backbeat, not fight it. Check whether the ride is masking the snare transient or crowding the same space as hats and shakers. If needed, pull the ride down by 1 to 3 dB, or use EQ to tame the harshness. Also check the groove in mono once. If it only feels good in stereo, it might be depending too much on width instead of rhythm. A strong ride groove should still make sense when the mix is collapsed down. Now let's think like arrangers for a second. The ride does not have to play the exact same way for the whole tune. In fact, it usually works better when it comes in stages. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are just drums and atmosphere. Then the ride enters quietly on bar 9. Then in the drop, it opens up fully with swing. Later, you might remove one or two hits for a breath before the next phrase. You can automate a filter opening across the phrase, send one ride hit into reverb at the end of an 8-bar section, or even mute the ride for one bar before a change so the return hits harder. Little arrangement moves like that make the track feel alive. Here's a helpful workflow tip. Once you've got a groove you like, save the MIDI clip in your user library. Name it something simple like Jungle Ride Swing 170. That way, you can drag it into future DNB sketches instantly instead of rebuilding it every time. And if you want to push this style a little further, here are a few pro style ideas to play with. Try alternating two ride phrases, one a little busier and one a little more sparse. Or move one accent slightly earlier or later, so the phrase leans into the next bar. You can also add a tiny pickup hit before a downbeat for extra lift. If you're feeling adventurous, layer a very quiet filtered noise hit under the ride to add air, or resample the whole groove and chop it like a break. For darker or heavier DNB, a little extra saturator or drum bus can give the ride an aged, aggressive edge. Auto filter can darken it before the drop, then open it up on impact. Just keep the movement controlled. The ride should add tension, not distraction. So let's recap the core workflow. Set your tempo around 170 BPM. Load a breakbeat or drum loop. Add a ride in simpler. Start with simple offbeat hits. Add subtle swing from the groove pool. Shape the velocity so it breathes. Process it lightly for grit and clarity. Then check it in context with the snare and bass space in mind. The main lesson here is that a great DNB ride groove is all about small decisions. Small timing shifts. Small velocity changes. Small tonal moves. But when those details are right, the whole track suddenly feels faster, deeper, and way more authentic. For practice, try making three versions in one live set. A straight roller version, a heavier jungle swing version, and a transition version with fewer hits for leading into fills or drops. Keep the same sample. Keep the same tempo and only change timing, velocity, and a little processing. Do that, and you'll have your own little ride toolkit ready for future DNB sketches. And that is the kind of workflow move that saves time and keeps your ideas flowing. All right, let's move on and hear how that groove sits in the full mix.